Good morning. Thieves operating in a rural area of Las Vegas near Madrid managed to steal 17.5 tons of olives from local farms before being busted, so police said, as they confirmed 16 arrests. In total, they robbed 6 farms in the area. The investigation began in January when a farmer complained about the theft of 8,400 kilograms of olives from his land, with police making the link with other similar incidents in the area. In early February, they were alerted to the presence of 5 people in a vehicle carrying 140 kilograms of olives in broad daylight, but none of them could prove they were legally acquired. Investigators then raided 2 olive presses in the Toledo and Guadalajara areas that were allegedly receiving the stolen fruit, arresting those in charge. In total, investigators found documentation relating to the exchange of more than 17.5 tons of stolen olives and seized several tanks containing more than 6,000 litres of olive oil. The detainees, aged between 20 and 57, have been charged with a variety of offences, including theft, fraud, and receiving stolen goods. The OECD has released positive figures for Spain. The organisation improves the growth forecast for this year to 1.7%. The growth is more than double the average for the Eurozone and well above the major European powers such as Germany, France or Italy. The Organisation for Economic Cooperation and Development is also lowering the inflation rate it forecasts this year from 4.8% to 4.2%. The international body expects inflation to moderate gradually this year and next. However, in most countries, it will remain above the central bank's targets until the second half of 2024. And we have officially entered a period of long-term drought owing to high temperatures and low rainfall over the past 3 years and likely face another year of heatwaves and forest fires. The AMET weather agency said that statistics show Spain entered a long-duration drought at the end of 2022 and the first 3 months of this year showed no major signs of change. The first available predictions for the summer of 2023 point to a likely situation of temperatures once again above normal, said the AMET spokesman Ruben del Campo, adding that this summer the risk of forest fires could be very high given the high temperatures. But we have experienced severe droughts before, Mr. Del Campo said. AMET says Spain is geographically prone to high temperatures and drought, but climate change is a key factor. Last year was Spain's 6th driest year and the hottest since 1961 when records began. Rainfall was 16% below average and daily temperatures averaged above 15 degrees Celsius for the first time. However, December was among the wettest in recent years, improving the situation considerably. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.